USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After a primary yesterday, a Democratic nominee for the governor of Vermont is the first transgender candidate from a major political party to ever vie for a governor's office. Former energy company executive Christine Hallquist will now face incumbent Republican Governor Phil Scott in November's election. If she wins, she would be the first transgender governor in the nation's history. Last night, she said, this is a victory for all Americans.
Vermont's been a loving state, a leader in civil rights, and we're going to continue to show the rest of the country what good democracy looks like.
She spoke on CNN. Kansas finally has a Republican nominee for governor a week after a primary there, as incumbent Jeff Collier has conceded defeat to Secretary of State Kris Kobach. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.